Dulce de leche.
All right, we're listening to Havana from Guys and Dolls. And here in the studio with me now is James Sullivan and Coco Urata. They are both cast in this production over at Perseverance Theater on the island of Douglas. Welcome to the show, you two. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks nice to be here. Us. Thanks for having us, Scott.
Guys and Dolls, tell us about it.
The big American musical, Guys and Dolls. Everybody knows Guys and Dolls. Except you, Scott.
I know.
You just told me. You've
know.
Never seen it.
I haven't.
Unbelievable. Well, this is your chance. This is your chance to see it this week or in the upcoming weeks. It's running all month into April. It's just one of those great American musicals that was done back in the 50s. Frank Lesser wrote the music and the lyrics based on the Damon Runyon stories. It's got just those classic songs from Luck Be a Lady Tonight to I Love You, A Bushel and a Peck.
And Sue Me.
Sue Me. Some great old tunes, popular American tunes that have just kind of – and you know, it's one of the few musicals too that from that time where the songs themselves have, you know, always been reincarnated and other people have taken them on and done them themselves. They're classics. And yeah, it's just really exciting to get a chance to do a big, huge musical – which we don't always do at Perseverance, you know. With the great big dance numbers, and you know, all the lights, all the pizzazz, a full band on stage with us. It's a great piece.
All right, Coco, who do you play?
I get to play many people. I am a hot boxer, a hot box girl. We dance at night in a nightclub, and then I also get to play a crapshooter where we gamble and try to get as much money and without losing money either. And I guess those are kind of my two that I go back and forth between throughout the show.
Got it. What's the basic plot of Guys and Dolls?
The basic plot, it's a story about guys, you know, just running on the streets, gamblers, trying to make a living, trying to get by. They're under the heat of the police. They're always running away from Lieutenant Brannigan, who's chasing after them. And somehow these guys who are, you know, people would call them the degenerate gamblers, but they end up falling. There's two kind of plot lines. Two guys end up falling in love. Nathan Detroit, who's been engaged for 14 years. 14 years. Yeah, that's me. To the lovely Adelaide. And somehow to get away from the law, he has to concoct a few schemes. He also keep his girl happy, to keep Adelaide still happy and not running away from them. See if how they keep it together. And then there's the other plot line, the Sky Masterson, the gambler, how he falls for a lady there who's there working for the mission, trying to save souls, turn these men against their wicked ways. You know, they're supposed to be oil and water, right? And they just come together. In typical musical theater fashion, they all fall in love. It's a happy ending. I don't think I'm giving away too much by telling everyone. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What's the difference? I mean, I think we know what the difference is between a musical and a traditional play. But what's the difference for you, Coco?
I think what really grabs me in this show and most musicals is, you know, the songs and dances. You know, they help tell the story, and they also kind of bring your the emotions out of what we want to share in the story, the love, the hate, the frustration, and I think everybody who's singing and dancing does a really good job. We have some great voices in the show and then some great dancers too. So that's the thing, yeah. Those
are they more or less challenging musicals than a traditional play? And how so?
Oh, musicals, you have to have a whole other group of people helping you. And, you know, that's the biggest thing before we take on a musical at Perseverance. I think one of the biggest things is making sure you have the right team together. Fortunately, we're very lucky. We have a great team headed by Shona. Shona Osterhout is the director, and she's put this whole thing together, and she's working with Rob Cohen as the musical director. And that's the big difference there is that there's a – you know, when you have a play, you know, usually you sit down with the actors and the director, and they're designers and everything too. But it's really between those actors and the director to really say how we tell this. Immediately with the musical, you have to bring in that musical director. because the songs do tell the story, as Coco just said. And then you also have to bring in the choreographer, because usually the dance is telling part of the story also. So you have to have these three different methods of ways of actually telling the story and getting it across on stage and getting it done correctly and smoothly, and that they all kind of have to have their own ideas all working together. So Shona, you know, she was the one who did a few years ago when we did Chicago. She's basically pulled back the same team with Rob Cohen being the musical director, Richie Adan as the choreographer. They work great together, and they just as the ideas that they come pull it all together so we can all tell the story together.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm. What are some of the takeaways from this story? You know, that you have this gambler who's sort of Wayne getting caught by the law and trying to fall in love. I don't know. What are the messages people might get from this?
I think I don't know if they're the best, but be careful. Choose wisely. No.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a wonderful piece where the Guys and Dolls, I think it's, you know, you think of like all the gamblers, because they tell basically the first half of the story is a lot of, about them. And about their how they're just getting by in their life, and how they're trying to survive and evade the cops, and how they're just getting by. And the story at Guys and Dolls, one of the wonderful things is I think it really transforms. It starts telling the story of the two ladies, and it by the second act, it actually falls more on their shoulders as we have Adelaide and Miss Sarah Brown, and we have two wonderful ladies playing that. Allison Holtkamp is playing Sarah Brown, the mission woman there to save our souls, and then the nightclub dancer herself, Adelaide, Erica Lee, who hasn't been on stage in too many years, too long, but she's back for this one, and we're just having a blast. It's a great group of actors. The whole cast is all put together. They're all Alaskans. It's a full Alaska cast, almost all of them from Juneau. We have a couple of our friends who came down to join us from Anchorage. It's a great team.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. When do we get to see it?
It opens this Friday.
Friday. Preview Thursday. Yeah, opens Friday.
Yep. And, I always forget, Scott, whenever I come to talk about one of the shows, we open Friday on the 15th.
Yep.
That's this Friday. But then Sunday, the matinee is we always offer two pay-as-you-can. Those are two opportunities to for you UAS students out there listening right now. It's Sunday, the 17th is our pay-as-you-can night. And then Thursday, the 21st is another pay-as-you-can night for anyone who's just got back or still in between jobs or just needs a little break. Those are two great chances to see the show. The show's running all the way through April 14th every weekend, 7:30 on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, Sundays at 4. It's a great piece. It's a great piece of American theater.
Yeah,
it's funny as all get
it
out.
It is hilarious.
And fortunately, Scott, we've got some really good dancers like Coco to make up for guys like me. But we've got some great ones out there. It's a lot of fun.
What have you enjoyed most about getting ready for this, Coco?
I think working with everybody. It's fun to see kind of people come from all different walks of life, different training and people who've been in theater forever, people who have danced for a long time, people who know how to sing, and people's strengths really shining through. James is hilarious. I just can't stop watching him on stage. It's just like, is this real? Is this, you know? So I think those are the things that really shine are people's strengths and then us working together and seeing it come together this past week with tech has been amazing. Lights and music and it's really been a great process in that regard.
Well, we're going to go out on luck, Be a Lady, tonight on your suggestion. You want to set us up for this? What's happening in the play when this plays?
Oh, this is the big moment of the – will Sky Masterson convince his gambling friends to come down to the mission and to save the mission and save his love? This is the biggest roll of the dice of his entire life.
Yeah.
And, of course, he just has to bust into song about it.
So let's shoot crap.
Thank you for coming on the show, you two. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just check us out on our website. Come on down.
All right.
But there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on a date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman...